Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This Is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. I just had a birthday, and I celebrate my birthday all year long. However, what's happening to me in these last few of this brand new year is I am encountering people who want to know, well, Libby, what do I do about this? Or Libby, what do I do about that? Because of our medical situations, it's just easy to go talk to an elder about something that's going on with you. I am an elder. So, therefore, what I'm saying to you now is I'm taking my place as an elder. 67, thank you very much. And I found that even though it's old, it works. Now, I have a friend of mine, a new friend, and I'm going to let her introduce herself to you. I gently, with love, refer to her as my female, Dr. Sabi, because she took care of my needs, and all she used was her words, because sometimes, and I learned that your words have medicine in them, and the way that you express yourself and hold your hands and all of that. But anyway, let me just tell you this. I want you to call me at 1-877-932-9766 and call me and talk to you some Libby this evening. I want you to be aware that you might want to, I'm old school. I'm telling you I'm old school. I'm still telling you to write it down. You know you got your recording devices, and you can also go to TalkTainmentRadio.com, all right? Facebook.com/TalkTainment, and you can get us there. You can also hear and see the program, This Is Libby, on YouTube. So I will give you more information on that, but right now I want to introduce you to my friend. All right, now, everybody, the world, my friend, Dr. Akele. Would you just say hello?
Hello there.
So, now she has a beautiful musical last name, so I want her to say it because I'm going to mess it up. What's your last name?
My last name is Wankwo.
Wankwo. Oh, yes. See, there you go. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason that I've asked her to sit with us is because she has wisdom. You know, and what is that saying about the libraries? Our elders are walking libraries. And she, for me, is a walking library. I want to share her with you. Now, here's what happened, okay? Over the weekend and through the week, people were coming to me and saying, well, Libby, I've got a little cold. What should I do about my ears? What should I do about my cough? And I'm saying, use honey or whatever. And so they took that and got their fresh ginger, their garlic, and all the things that they need to get through their virus bugs. That being said, I just want you to know that it's old, but it works. And Dr. Akele is going to help us overstand that we have most of what we need in our hands, in our backyards, in our kitchens. And rather than choke you with a lot of statistics and that sort of thing, no, we ain't gonna do that. We're gonna talk about what's in your kitchen. So here's what I came up with, Dr. Akele. This is what I saw. If you have a beauty problem, there's a reference that says use cinnamon for blackheads. Mm-hmm. Nope, didn't send you for the the gooeys and oolies in the pharmacies. I didn't send you to the grocery stores for the over-the-counter stuff. But she'll teach us that we can use what we got to get what we want. If you have frizzy hair, you can use vitamin E oil. If you have yellow teeth, you can use strawberries to help take the stains away. If you have sunburn, use milk. Okay, if you have cellulite, now I got this one because it said use coffee. I don't know how. However, I love my coffee. Anybody knows me knows I enjoy my coffee. If you have dry skin, you can use oatmeal, you see? And then if you have acne, you can use turmeric. Also, if you want to whiten your nails, you can use baking soda. Little thing, because I have a dear friend as well. Her name is Stella Amasigo Banks, and she's joining us as well. And Stella will tell you some things that I may have even forgotten. She has found or developed or worked a spray, and literally a spray. You know that neck that you get when you get older? I wanted to hate mine, but she told me there is a way that you can tighten this up again. And I'm going to ask her to share that information because there is a lot of pharmaceutical stuff. There's a lot of beauty care things going on. Being aware that the women are dyeing their hair and there is a hue on your brain when they do autopsy. You see what I mean? I love the beautiful colors, all the rainbow colors. I've seen women with blue and purple and brilliant reds and orange and yellow. I don't do it, but I want to make sure folks understand that there's a consequence for that if you're not real careful. Now, is Stella with me already? Okay, so if she's not here yet, I'm waiting. She's worth waiting for. Dr. Akele, tell me a little bit about you and or, give me a minute or two. Give me a second or two more. What I want to do is this. You know, over the years that I have been with you, I have given you lot of good information with laughter, with sometimes tears, because I care about you, you know, and I just want you to be well. I try very hard not to choke you with a whole bunch of statistics because we've got all kinds of ways to do the statistics. You can get them yourself. You know that. However, what I want to stress, and I'm only using stress one time because I ain't got no hair to lose over stress. I try. Stress is dessert spelled backward. Thank you very much. What I want to do with you is make sure you understand that your health is in your hands. You don't have to suffer. A lot of things have to do with mind over matter. We're going to talk about body, soul, spirit. Okay? We're going to talk about every aspect of your being. If I can find a way to help you, if I can find a way to make you feel better, help you to feel better, if I can get the resources to you, I will do that for you. So can I introduce my friends now? Okay. So you met Dr. Akele, correct? And then Stella has joined us as well. Stella Amasigo, would you tell everyone just a little bit about yourself? Tell me a little about you, Stella.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A little?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, I'll try.
I need a little bit.
I'll try. Well, native of Columbus, lived in Florida from age 18 until I was about 30.
Yeah.
Came back home.
Yeah.
You know, ancestors sent me back home. They said, you know, you need to go back to, when they tell you something, they mean just that. I came back to Mount Vernon area. Okay. They told me I had a lot of work to do. I didn't question. I didn't ask why. I just left. How about that?
Came up
here to help all of us in Ohio. Are y'all ready in Ohio? Well, let me tell you something else about me. Educated in Florida. Paralegal. Worked for the state for about a year. Thought I wouldn't go back outside in construction. Have my own business in construction in Florida with my first husband. And that lasted for 13 years, but came back home, got into construction, 423, mm-hmm. worked 423, still there. Love it, love it, love it. Love construction, I'm outdoors, and I'm in the air, which God made me. And got into something that my ancestors kept talking to me. You know, I give you all kinds of formulas, Wasn't paying attention. Hmm. They made me pay attention.
Okay.
Okay. So that's me.
What happens? You got involved in healthcare.
Yeah.
On the natural side, and that's the point I wanted to make sure that folks understand. You can be in any walk of life, but we laugh sometimes at some of the old remedies because they're funny. I mean, you know, if you have an earache, you know, use garlic. Now, Dr. Akele, who is well-versed, tell us all a little bit about you. Nah, tell us a lot. Tell us about you.
Hello out there. I am Dr. Akele Mwankwo. Most people just call me Sister Akele. And I really love being with people. I'm a people person. Mm-hmm. And I was born and raised in Eastern Nigeria. And I've been in this country now for well over 15 years. Mm-hmm. I came here with a lovely family of four kids who are grown, young professionals, adults now, and a husband. And I studied, and I became a chaplain. I'm actually a board-certified chaplain. But then, because I got sick while working in the hospital as a chaplain, and I was at my wit's end, but I found that healing, much of it was really in my hand if I cooperated with God. So I learned that I could heal myself. Okay. And so that's what happened. So that's what brought me into this natural healing and health reform area.
So you can heal yourself. How often have we said that health comes from within? A lot of it is your mindset. Mm-hmm. And yet we have tools to make sure that we can work our bodies. They're magnificently made. Isn't that scripture?
Right.
Our bodies are magnificently mm-hmm. made.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
So today, what I want to get over to you is there are things you can do. So I'm going to throw out some stuff, and then you guys just like take off with me mm-hmm. and then join me with this. Like I was teasing just a bit about that garlic. Now, someone says in their the painkiller list is heartburn, you use apple cider vinegar. Joint pain, you use tart cherries. That works.
Yeah.
That works. Sore muscles, you use peppermint. For injury, it's usually water. I had someone was with me, and they were concerned. They were having a problem with a mild headache, and one of my friends jumped in right in and said, "Drink some water." And they said, "What? Drink some water?" And I said, "Well, doesn't it make sense? Because in order to take an aspirin, you still got to drink some water. You got to drink some fluid, right? Okay, so makes sense." Chronic pain is turmeric, obviously, and then UTIs is blueberries. Now, Dr. Akele, you have some things to share. I just wanted to get us started. You have some things to share. What do you want to share with us today?
Okay. Actually, what I want to share largely is, Libby just mentioned a little bit of it. I read that because I am a very spiritual person. I read from Psalm 139, I think it's out of verse 5 to 7, where it says, the psalmist says, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made."
Yes.
And I have grown to know that God has given us natural laws of health so that we can heal. Yes. It is not his will that we remain in illness. We don't have to live in illness or manage it, but we can get out of it, we can heal. And so I learned that there are 8 natural laws of health.
Really?
And yes.
8.
8. And that is the foundation. That's the foundation of healing. And these, I will say them quickly, and you can ask questions about them. There's number one, and it doesn't mean that they come in that order, but that is an order that I like to go. It is nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in divine power. So we call it new start.
Okay. How, Stella, what do you got to say? I know you got something on your mind.
Well,
made me take my glasses off.
I 100% agree with her, because without God, we can't do anything. We can't even heal ourselves. First of all, meditate and pray. Be grateful and thankful. And read. Study. God said study.
To show thyself approved.
Wisdom comes when you study. Don't take our word for it. Just do it.
Now,
I agree.
Okay, so now there are 8 natural laws of health. We got that part.
Right.
And one by one, we can take those apart, kind of take a look at them. Also, what comes to my mind is if there are 8 natural laws of health, I have to go ahead and say so, that Dr. Akele refers to God. I've had some who refer to the Most High. Everybody, I'm called by many names.
That's right.
So I'm giving lots and lots of room for everybody to be real comfortable with divine guidance and spiritual law. Some call it science. Depends on where you are.
Right.
Now, this is what I want to do right now. And then we're going to talk about those natural laws.
Thank you, Libby, for clearing that up.
Thank you.
Flexible.
That's important.
I want you to know this, that TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility, with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health and wellness, also religion and politics. Now, here's a few of those, okay? I'm going to give you a couple of these. They're available to you here on Talktainment Radio. So there's Talkin' Sports with Bobby West. There's also Super Cool. There's Wiggins World of Wellness, All in the Family, Everlasting Life, It's Your Time to Travel, and the Compensatory Concept. And what I want you to do is remember that you can go to TalkTainmentRadio.com. You can click on programs for the scheduled times. So just remember that TalkTainmentRadio.com is radio the way it should be heard. Now, my guest is Dr. Akele, and Stella is Stella Starlight. She's with us as well, because here's the bottom line. It's old, but it works. And we're going to talk about making it work for you. So Dr. Akele said that there are 8 natural laws of health. And I want her to go over those 8 natural laws. And I want her to explain to us how we can effectively use them for our benefit. And I'm going to chime in here and there with a little information as we go. And I want Stella to do the same thing. So would you go, Dr. Akele, would you tell us some more about the natural laws, or are we moving forward?
Yeah, we're moving forward.
All right.
Yes. I will start with the first one, which nutrition. And we know that we all need food to live, to nourish our body.
Right.
And I want to say that God, who you call the Almighty, or the, however you call him, as Libby just said, I respect your views, and, it's very important to me that God created order in the universe.
Right.
He made the order, and he created harmony, and he will not exist where there is disharmony.
Ooh.
We in winter now. We see when it's time for cold, it is cold. When it's time for warmth, it is warmth. And so there is order also in the human body. And so order in our cardiovascular system.
Yes.
There is order in our digestive system.
Yes.
There is order in the rhythm, how we sleep and how we rest. what we call the circadian rhythm.
Yes.
God
yes.
has order in sleep and in rest, and in our reflex systems, our nerves, our bones, there is order in everything. And so these systems of order are maintained by the, what we put inside the body. So nutrition, number one, it's very important. And so if we don't give the body what it needs, it's like a car. You buy a car,
well,
it needs regular fuel,
right.
and you go and you put the super, it will only last for a short time. It will pack up. And I have had that experience myself. I have had it. I had to auction that car, $100.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see?
Yes.
I think I've been to church. So what I'm getting, and I'm hoping that what you're getting, is that there is order in everything. See, we're not going to just concern ourselves so much with medicine. But if you just start thinking about, consciously thinking about a car, if you put oil in the car, my understanding is, based on my father's, you take care of that equipment, it'll take care of you. You need oil in the car to keep it rolling. The circulation has to go through there so that the equipment will move smoothly. Needs water and or coolant. You get me, okay? So it's the same with our physical body. Why? Why would we not do the same thing for our physical body? Now, we've got lists and lists and lists of things you should not put in your body. We are also bombarded, aren't we, Stella? Bombarded with poisons,
oh, yeah.
toxins.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Akele says you have to drink water. What kind of water?
Spring water.
Spring water? Do you agree, Dr. Akele? Do you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
As long as good water that does not have any contamination, spring water is okay. Actually, that's my favorite. That's the one I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't get all the metals and
right.
medications mm-hmm. that people are throwing into their commode systems. And
yes.
whoa. Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Stella?
Whoa.
I'm going to say whoa. It's
yes.
the truth.
It is.
The painkillers, huh?
Whoa means hold up, wait a minute.
Okay, I'm holding up and I'm waiting a minute. What?
Okay.
What?
Water will stop you from snoring.
Woo!
You drink enough water, you will not snore.
How does mm-hmm. that work?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. God says so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the common sense thing for me, based on my medical background, would be that you have... okay, so you have nasal passages, all right? Nasal passages have to be moist. And if you are not drinking enough fluids, you're not getting enough water, then like everything else, the nasal passages dry out.
That's
and understanding is, you know, when you're sleeping and your neck and head is back, then the tongue drops back in front of your breathing passages.
Mm-hmm.
And that will create the snoring. Now, that's not all the technical stuff, but the bottom line is you need water to keep everything moist. Am
See,
I correct?
Yes.
I like the way she explained it. I knew
mm-hmm.
that.
Right. Because we are also, our body is over 70% water. And so we need to constantly sip some water to hydrate ourselves.
Now, I was told, and mm-hmm. all of my elders, I need you.
Right.
I need you. That when you get older, mm-hmm. you get to a place where you don't have a taste for water.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural thing, and you have to remind yourself that you need to drink more water because you don't get thirsty. And it's kind of like a round robin kind of thing where a rut, in a sense. You're not thirsty, so you don't drink. You don't drink because you're not thirsty. You're not thirsty because you don't drink. And you don't drink because you're not thirsty. You mm-hmm. have to take a proactive, position. Good common sense that you must. How much water are we supposed to drink?
90% of our body is made of water. We need water for tears.
Mm-hmm.
We need water to push out toxins. We need water for our skin to stay moist. Of course, my hands itch when I am dry.
Mm-hmm.
My legs peel. My nails break.
Hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Our hair fall out.
Mm-hmm.
No water. If you find out what water does for your body, you would never be without a bottle. I prefer glass water.
How many glasses of water should we drink?
Glass.
How many drinks? Even how if many you glasses?
Got, how many?
Yeah, how many? Both of you.
A gallon.
One of you.
A gallon.
How does that work? How much, Dr. Keeley?
Well, some say like you need at least like 8 glasses of water if you're an adult per day. Mm-hmm. Or you take half of your body weight in water per day.
Per day.
Yeah. That is
that, in ounces. So if I weigh 150, then mm-hmm. I need to, okay,
yeah,
in ounces.
In ounces.
But I need to
yeah.
make sure mm-hmm. that I drink the water.
Yes.
So what other things are you sharing with me?
Well, I do know that water is so important because if you drink water, if you don't drink enough water,
what
it
happens?
Will reflect in even the output. Your urine will be so concentrated, and that is not healthy.
Okay, so yeah. what should our urine look like? Because some people look, really think yellow is really okay.
It should look like pale. Although some people, because they take medications, it reflects in the color of their urine. But if you're not taking any medications, if you drink enough water, your urine should look like pale or even clear.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
And
facts.
I also, right?
Facts.
Okay. I also want to say that we need to get out there for sun to shine on our faces or on our extremities. From time to time, I know that this time of the year, we don't have much sunshine. But whenever we have it, we should take advantage of it
mm-hmm.
as much as possible.
Vitamin D
okay.
is needed. That's what we get from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Melatonin is mm-hmm. needed for the serotonin in the body. So if you are taking melatonin, you are doing your body good. It's a peaceful rest.
Right.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And that when you sleep at night, it's always good to sleep in the dark.
In the dark?
In the dark.
Oh, I got to have my TV. I got to have my television.
Uh-oh.
You need to
Uh-oh.
Sleep in the dark, you know, for your body functions and for those hormones to work properly. She just mentioned the serotonin and melatonin. These are hormones that function to build us up, you know, depending on how well we rest. And if possible, let's crack your window a little bit open so that there will be a little, you know, cross movement of air
yes.
back and forth so that we can breathe in the oxygen given out by the plants out there and then send out those carbon dioxide. And if you can have an indoor plant, that is excellent.
Those see, that's old, but that
old
works.
School. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they were old school, right?
Yes.
What, no Facebook at night?
If not, if you're planning to go to bed and get some sleep.
I mean, I'm only on there for 5 hours. I mean, mm-hmm. come on.
Well, that wow. might influence, ooh, make me scratch my head. That might influence your neck, your mm-hmm. cervical. Mm-hmm. You got me stuttering, Stella. You cannot. You can't do that. You have to be able to sleep mm-hmm. uninterrupted. So
right.
that the body can literally shut down and do mm-hmm. what it does in the middle of the night.
And rejuvenate itself.
Ah, yes.
REM sleep?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you get there if you turn off your TV. I'm not good at that because I'm one of those people. I wake up and
on
I
Netflix.
Might want to watch a movie and then I'll go back to bed. You know, I'm retired, happily, joyfully retired. So I don't have to sleep like that. Take naps. Is that good? Can we do that?
Yeah, you could take naps, but it's actually science is also proving that the sleep we get from the hours of 10 to 12 or 1 in the morning, it's actually the best sleep. That's why it is advocated and it is really recommended that we do whatever we can do and sleep before
Doc,
it is 10 o'clock.
Doc, can you break right. it down and tell me how many hours can I watch TV? I don't care about all that sleeping stuff.
Okay.
How many hours do I get to watch TV or play on anything and play games?
Okay. Well, the
okay,
thing is,
excuse me uh-huh. 1 second because
right.
I just got to tell you mm-hmm. that TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go.
Mm-hmm.
Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. Now, podcasts are available. So that's radio the way it should be heard. And now you're listening to This is Libby. And coming up next is answers to the old questions.
Okay? And let's do that on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect. And no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Get that to your app for your cell phone or tablet. Now that's radio, the way it should be heard. Now you're listening to This is Libby, and I'm Libby. And with us is Dr. Akele and Stella Amasigo Banks. We're saying to you that even if it's old, it works. And so just to get us into it's old and it works, nature's flu shot.
there's a lot of flu going around right now, and a lot of bugs and viruses, and some people are actually down for a month at a time. Well, Nature's Flu Shot says you can use the juice of 6 lemons, a bulb of garlic, 2 tablespoons of honey, 2 teaspoons of ginger powder, 3 cups of pineapple juice, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 1 cup 4 times a day after you mix these all together. And it will subdue your symptoms and help that virus find a way out. My suggestion, based on my mama and all my elders and ancestors, is that you got to get that colon cleaned out so that you can flush that stuff out of there. Now, there is so much more information to share, and Dr. Akele says she wants to give you the definition of disease, and Stella also has talked to us about her concerns about that television thing, our exposure to the mechanical devices that we use and take for granted every day. So Dr. Mm-hmm. Akele, would you answer Stella's question? Stella, ask the question one more time.
Yes, Dr. Akele. Could you please tell us about how do we time our games, toys, TV, and how many hours should we do this before we go to bed?
Okay, thank you, Stella. From my own understanding and practice, it actually, what is involved is personal discipline, and it depends on where you want to be in your life. If nature has, you know, put our body in such a in a rhythmic fashion that it needs to time out and rest and rejuvenate itself given a certain hours, if we obey it, we are the ones who will stand to gain. And sometimes the evil effects of this not being proactive about these things, it does not happen immediately. It takes its while. It takes a toll on the life later. So if I have to do whatever I have to do and be in bed by 10 o'clock, it pays me to do it then and then wake up earlier. Maybe it's like about 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, and then I will be very much rejuvenated. I will have so much energy to pursue my whatever the activity. Remember, high school days, those of us who went to boarding school, there was time out at 9:30. We had to put up our lamps and go to bed. It was for our good. It is the same principle now. Even when you eat, you have to eat. I think I will talk about that.
All right. Well, I'm just getting ready to tell you for the sake of all the youngers and some of our olders. Yes. I'd pass out if I have to go to bed at 10 o'clock.
Right.
I do, what?
Right.
What? 10 o'clock?
Right.
But wait, my favorite program comes on at 10 o'clock.
I can imagine.
And then my lover, he might be a little frisky after 10 o'clock. I'm just stepping in for folks, man. Don't do that, Stella.
I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not going to touch it.
Oh, my goodness, he smells so good. I can't go to sleep at 10 o'clock. How about no? but I do have a concern when it comes to our electronic devices. We are being exposed to a lot of waves, and our children. Right. And this is another. This got to be another conversation.
Shungite.
Our children are
the rock. Shungite
will do what?
Keep the free rays away from your body.
We got to wear a rock around.
Well,
we wear everything else.
Well, I'm just saying, you want cancer?
Well, what about the children, though? Because they're exposed to these devices.
Same thing.
Well, they're not actually supposed to be using those things in the first place, you know, at a certain age.
If they did a study about what that does to the kids' brains, you would be like, I don't even want it near me, not alone my baby.
Right.
The baby is small. It hasn't even developed yet. And they're getting rays, like microwaves.
Yes, microwaves. Yeah.
Straight to the brain.
Okay, tell me how you really feel, Stella. So, Dr. Akele, then go ahead and carry us further.
Okay, well, it's actually We are actually bombarded with a lot of noise today. Mm-hmm. We are exposed to a lot of pollution.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in a world that everything is bright and glitter, so that sometimes you are in a place you don't even know until you step out. You say, oh, it's dark, it's night. We don't even know our boundaries that much anymore.
Mm.
But it takes a toll on the life eventually. And somebody may say, oh, my grandfather or my mother lived to 90 years, 95, 96. Are you sure how long you yourself are going to live?
Well,
we don't know. So we cannot, because somebody else is, and then we think that we're going to get there. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have all kinds of diseases. And I'm going to tell you, there is a definition for disease that I love so well because I know that it works. So disease, and this is what was said in the 1800s by a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, disease is an effort of nature to free the system from conditions that result from a violation of the laws of health.
Oh.
And violations come in different ways.
Oh, you violators.
Yes. We violate the health in so many ways.
In what way? What way are we doing
when
it?
When we stay awake till late in the night, we are violating the laws of nature.
Oh, my.
Because it affects the brain waves.
Okay.
Those hours of rest, because those organs, they also need rest. Just like we feel tired physically and want to rest, our organs need rest. The digestive organs need rest. The brain needs rest. So when we don't give them that rest, their eyes, they need rest too, you know. So we are punishing them. We might reap the repercussions later. You see, we violate physical laws. We violate moral laws, too.
Hmm.
And then we also violate spiritual laws
in
so many ways.
Full circle.
So that's the definition for disease. And I know that when I got sick, I was drinking a lot of soda pop.
Mm-hmm.
I was a workaholic. And then I started gaining so much weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had bursitis and a lot of some tingling on my leg. And I had a doctor and I was taking some narcotics and I was adding weight. And my kids said, no, mommy, you don't have to go this way.
Mm.
Until I learned that I have to discard a lot of the things I used to eat, including flesh foods.
Uh-oh.
And then I could see that's a whole different stuff.
Well, you said something to me once, and I dearly loved it.
Right.
You know, we were talking about eating, and it was about food. You know, we were talking about types of food,
yes.
And I said, "So tell me what it is that you eat." She says, "I'll tell you what I don't eat. I don't eat anything that has a face, a parent."
Mother or father.
It took me a mother or father. Took me out.
Well.
So that leaves, what does that leave for us to eat? Because folks are going to want to know, like, okay.
No fried chicken.
No
pork chop.
No shrimp.
No greens with that fat back.
No lobster.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay,
so here we go.
Yeah, the thing is that when I learned what I learned,
mm-hmm.
boy, I was amazed how it helped me to return to my high school weight.
Mm. Shut up.
Right.
I hardly ever tell my guests to shut up. That was a knee-jerk response. Shut up.
Right.
Well, okay.
And that can happen to anybody anyway. Because what you ask yourself, is disease a friend or foe? Is disease, is it an enemy or a friend?
Dis-ease.
Dis-ease.
Spell it out. Dis and split it up. It's ease. You're not easy with that dis.
Yeah.
You got dissed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
So what do we do now?
Okay. We got to learn how to, if disease is on your way, you got to learn how would you make that that friend called disease, how are you going to welcome it so that you will be at ease and not at dis-ease?
Okay, I get you. But some of us wear our dis-ease like a badge. My arthritis,
mm-hmm.
my blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
my bad back,
mm-hmm.
oh, my rheumatiz,
mm-hmm.
all of that.
And you just own it as if it is something good to stay there.
What if I'm going to get well? What? How am I supposed to feel after that?
Okay. I mean, what am I supposed to do? What us going to do, Miss Celie? What us going to do?
In fact, I asked people a question. I said, what do you want to realize in your life?
Okay.
What do you want to work on right now? And where do you want to be in the next 3 months' time or even in 3 weeks' time? Because I see folks in just 2 weeks, when I coach them on what to do and they begin to do it and become disciplined,
mm-hmm.
and proactive,
mm-hmm.
and have control. Everything we do is governed by appetite. Don't care whether it's food or whatever else. You have to have a desire.
Ooh.
And that is appetite for something. And so if you have that desire that something can happen and you work on it, when we go to school, we want to pass the exam and we do everything to pass.
That's
that
true.
Is how it is with our life. Our health is actually in our hands. Because I read from the Christian scriptures in John 3:2, where our Creator says, beloved, I wish above all things, mm-hmm. that you will be in health. So that is a wish. I say to you, my friend, Sister Libby, I wish you could come with me. It's a wish, but it's up to you to decide to come with me. And so he says, I wish above all things that you'll be in health. So it is our, we have to desire it so that we can have it. And our body is designed to help itself. And so nature can take on whatever we give it, mm-hmm. to heal this body. And we have all that it takes to heal the body. See, now today I brought this juice here. Well, my screen cannot see it. These are two fruits here. But there's a little ginger in it.
What are the fruits?
The fruits is the grapes, the tiny grapes?
Yes.
And the red one?
Yes.
And the green one?
Yes.
And some pineapple,
mm-hmm.
and some ginger. I just blended them. You will get to taste it. It's just like it's a wonderful drink. When the body has been really kind of messed up with illness,
mm-hmm.
it needs some of these natural juices to remake good, to build good blood. And you know, without the blood, there is no life. And so when we are sick and ailing, it's because there is not enough blood, not good blood for circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ache, and there is some...
We ache. Oh, but the medical community, oh my, just the ouch, you stepped on toes. Because you're saying that grapes, the assortment of grapes,
mm-hmm.
some fresh pineapple, and some ginger.
And
blend that up or juice it.
Mm-hmm.
And drink it.
And just drink it and feel, you know, you can drink it, you know, first thing in the morning. You could drink it in the evening. You could drink it with your food at any time. And I love to teach people how to drink, how not to drink. How to eat, how not to eat.
Really?
Yeah, because even water, there's a way to drink water so it will not become harmful to your system.
I got to know what that is.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. She said ginger.
Ginger, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ginger warms the blood.
Right.
As you eat it. Everything begins in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
All diseases begin in the stomach.
Right.
And ginger also protects the body from very bad viruses. If you are drinking ginger juice, ginger tea, putting it in your food, you're good. Okay. Now, when you go to the grapes is a very nourishing thing to the body, especially the darker ones.
Right.
And she got that in there.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
For you, since you cannot see it right now, it would be kind of like a plum color.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit thick. However, it looks like it's very, very, it take out your sugar cravings.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. Kayla has other substances here that I'd like for her to talk about when she's done sharing her information with us. We'll make sure you are able to glean that information. So
okay.
What other, because you talked about water and you talked about sleep, real quick, how do you drink water? I just thought you just get a glass of water.
Okay. You see, water... is made to make ourselves moist, to rehydrate ourselves.
Okay.
But again, God created, we are made in such a way that we have digestive juices
mm-hmm.
in our stomach.
That's true.
And then we have saliva in true. Our mouth.
That's true. Tears.
Know? Yes, and we have tears. And for the saliva, it is good for us to eat our food and chew it down well with that saliva so that it is not diluted with water. It is not good for us to drink as we eat.
You're right.
Right, because that's why my mom said you cannot have anything to drink until you,
until you eat your food. Now, I used to think, as a child, I used to think that my mother would say that because she wanted us to make sure we got full.
I thought so, too.
Get, you know, because you know, you she wants you to get full, and then you drink your drinks. It's almost like a treat afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But even now, at my age, and the age of my siblings, none of us drink before we eat our food. So you just confirmed that it's old, but it works.
Yeah, but then you could drink. Some people say you could drink like 15 minutes before the food or 20 minutes before the food because the water, or even if it's the juice, it prepares the stomach to welcome the food that you want to eat. And as you were eating, it is not wise to dilute that food, dilute the digestive juices, the gastric correct. Juices with correct. The water. Because, you know, when something is diluted, it loses all its effect. We know that.
Yeah.
At least even from chemistry.
Okay.
And so you eat that food, let it work very well. And I have read from some books and from personal practice that I don't even drink again until like an hour at least after food.
What?
Because...
yeah, it broke all of my habits. Okay,
and what? Some say, how about if I'm eating something like the potato, some yam, or I'm taking some nuts?
Mm-hmm.
God has given you saliva in the mouth,
doctor,
because the doctor. Food we eat provides like fuel and energy to work and play, and provides raw materials to build new cells.
Doctors,
yes.
Can you hold up a minute? Can you wait a minute?
Okay.
Because look, you eat plant foods, right?
Uh-huh.
I do too.
Uh-huh.
But if I throw in some chicken and some fish and stuff, my throat can't handle it. I have to drink something.
Okay.
Within an hour or before an hour. I mean right away.
Right.
But when I do drink, I have to gulp it in order to push that down. It's like with a hammer. So, and then when you gulp the water, it doesn't go in the right places because they ask you to sip the water.
Right.
The Holy One and the ancestors say, sip.
Yeah.
Sip the water. Don't gulp it.
Right.
Because if you gulp it, it goes in the bladder. You got to use the restroom right away.
Mm-hmm.
So what other things can you share with us? Because I want to make sure we talk about as many things as... She's just going to have to come back. That's all that is.
Well, that's true. Yeah, anyway, the thing is that some people say they don't drink alcohol. Mm-hmm. I don't, because I know it's not right for me. But then they eat with... They drink with their food.
Mm-hmm.
And so with all that dilution, it creates fermentation in the system.
Fermentation.
And so like alcohol. And so they start getting sick from their gut, like
Serotonin
just said.
Oh, stomach.
You know, disease starts from the gut. Mm-hmm. And certain things begin to seep out through the intestine and seep directly into the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, you know, all those diseases of the gut.
Yes,
you know,
GI problems.
And so it is best to adhere to nature and be patient. One time I was in Connecticut and we had some seminar, and a nurse came by with this. We talked about this word, and she came by and said, the next week or two, she said, you know what? I started practicing this thing and I feel so good. I feel so different now that I don't drink with my meals.
Mm-hmm.
I wait until an hour, sometimes even an hour and a half before I drink. And I make sure that I eat everything I want to eat very well. And she says she feels so good. Anyway, digestion is a very huge issue. And I would share that as far as I'm concerned in this day and age, I will not offer my friend or my family or anybody things that are not plant-based.
Okay. Now, I need to know how we're going to get in touch with you. Let us know now. If somebody wanted to reach you right now, how would we reach you? I want to be sure everybody has access.
They can reach me by phone, mm-hmm. or they can also email me, or they can also text me.
Okay. Tell us what that is. What's the phone? What's the email? Or
the phone is 718 506 8932.
Okay. And if we wanted to email you to get more valuable information, what would that be?
You can say email. Dr. Ekele N. N is my last name. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Ekele N. @gmail.com.
Okay. Stella, how do we reach you? Because you create teas and you use dry herbs and stuff to help heal as well. So how do we reach you?
I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not ready to be reached yet.
Then you can reach me and I'll figure that thing out for you.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready for that yet.
You can reach me here at talkdamonradio.com and you can call me at 1-877-932-9766. You can listen to this conversation on the recorded conversation on talktainmentradio.com. Just go to the programs on the homepage, find This is Libby, scroll down to This is Libby, and then you can just click on to the program that you want to listen to. That's with all of the Talktainment programming. I want to just do this real quick, if it will help you at all to know that there are herbs that will help take down blood pressure. Let's do it real quick. Soursop, burdock root, sea moss, I think it's called bladderwrack, mm-hmm. mango leaf, dandelion root, and it looks like cocomeca. I've not heard of this one yet. The reason I'm sharing these things with you is because we're facing situations now when it comes to our medical help. See, I've always said this. When you go to a doctor or a hospital, it is because you need them to fix you. You got something going on and you need it fixed, whether it's a tooth or the blood pressure, or you cut yourself, an injury in a car accident, whatever. You need them to fix you. Dr. Akele and Stella and other various friends of Libby, come here to sit with me for an hour and give you information that will help you maintain your good health. Sometimes negate a problem that you have. What I want you to be aware of is that you have these things at your fingertips. You right. have hemp oil with mm-hmm. you. Just quickly as you can, yes. I need you to just, why'd you bring that?
Well, I just brought it just in case a question, you know, somebody wants to talk about nutraceuticals. Mm-hmm. I really seldom use pharmaceuticals. I know they are very, very helpful in a lot of times, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I would only use them if I really, really have to.
That's a fixer.
Yeah, it's a fixer. But I go through the natural. This is hemp oil. Mm-hmm. It's I use the brand that is called, you know,
hemp oil,
because it can get into the bloodstream really quick.
Yes,
to help a situation, you know, like I said, disease, an effort of the body, you know, to help the system from conditions that are alien to nature. So okay. hemp oil is a very good oil for. Yeah, go ahead.
It goes into your DNA.
Exactly.
Straight okay. into the DNA. Mm-hmm.
Now, just because mm-hmm. I want to use these precious, precious minutes, you have your a deodorant, mm-hmm. and very yeah. quickly, talk to me about that deodorant. Why yeah. did you create that deodorant?
Yeah, I created it because I noticed that a lot of times women use deodorants that have zinc in it, that have things that are not right in it, mm-hmm. and so I make mine from the scratch. I use essential oils and some other oils that I put together, and I use them on my armpit because that will help you to boost your lymph nodes so that you don't put things that are not right directly on your skin because your blood will take them.
Mm. Bravo.
And I make my own roll-on too, also with essential oils. And
yeah, and she's brought a wonderful, like a little precious, precious amount of all these things for us to at least hear about. And I'm going to ask Dr. Akele and Stella if they'll come back here and stick it out with me so that we can make sure you know that you have choices. You don't have to use regular deodorant where there is alum in there. That lymph node deal, it can lead to bad situations for you. But right this minute, I want you to remember that TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, it's radio the way it should be heard.